Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
See if they do a grasshopper.
Cheers. Offer to Mother.
Evening, boys.
Evening.
Evening, Kirk.
Evening.
All right. Good.
Yep.
Good,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you happy about?
Well, what?
What are you happy about?
Well, we've had an email. And I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you've had emails open, haven't you? And you I'm going to see this
I'm
one.
I'm going to find one one day.
You,
I'm going to get
you
one.
You look way too happy.
And it's an absolute belter.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Honestly, it's brilliant. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Who's it from?
It's from Jacqueline.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, well, actually, she's put Jack at the end, but at the email top, it says Jacqueline. So, it was headed... Video killed the radio star.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. There's a song about that.
Yeah, the Buggles.
The Buggles, is it?
Buggles, yeah.
Hey, guys. Remember the Chris Moyles Radio 1 breakfast show? I would be laughing in my car on my way to work, only to look over and see the person in the car next to me also laughing. I loved it. To me, your podcast is the Northern equivalent. Interesting topics of conversation, great banter and Northern humour. I smile and laugh when I'm listening. How amazing would it be to have you all on breakfast radio? What a positive way to begin the day.
Whoa. Is this your auntie?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, music is my life. I really should have been a DJ. My question to you is, what are your favourite radio stations and who are your favourite DJs, past and present, and why? Remember Galaxy 105 back in the day? I love dance music. My top three today are Kistery, Capital Dance and Heart Dance, the best tunes on a Friday/Saturday night. Keep up the good work. What a great achievement to be nominated for the Independent Podcast Awards. I voted.
Ooh,
thank
good
you.
Luck. Finally, for the benefit of the tape, I'm Team Mark.
Hey!
He makes me smile with his genuine funny comments and questions. Guys, stop giving him grief about his age.
Oh, so it's not me then?
No, 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 no.
It's the other
it's
Mark.
It's that Mark.
No. Well, she did so it's not the other Mark this time.
Well, no. She did some Mark, so I just presumed it were me. But I should, that's a bit...
No, no.
Giving him what?
I've lost myself.
Oh, dear. It's just reading, Rob.
Finally, for the benefit of tape, I'm T-Mark. He makes me smile with his genuine funny comments and questions. Stop giving him grief about his age. Age is just a number.
Big number.
Winky face. Mark, if you want Nebworth to be a festival, then festival it will be. Have a great day, Jack, from the Nottinghamshire Duck. P.S. Bread cake. It's a cob. She's definitely listened to a few episodes.
Absolutely, she has.
There's quite a few episodes in that.
You're right. Age is only a number, Jacqueline. But you want to try going to an antique shop with Mark, because the last time I went in one, they wouldn't let him back out.
They put a 99 pence sticker on him.
All right. Well, listen. Let's make a bit of a... Let's you know, give the email some credit and some due. And just for this episode, let's give Mark a break and let's all agree...
Yeah.
Right here, right now...
It's a bread cake.
That this episode... We're not going to mention Mark's age.
We won't.
Oh, no. That'd be fantastic if you don't.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
Happy with that?
I'm happy. If I'm happy,
we're all happy,
yes.
We're happy.
Happy, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I have got another point, though, Jacqueline. What is it with mushy peas and mint sauce?
In Nottingham.
Very true.
Well, I just want to
chances?
Say... I just want to say to Jacqueline as well, thank you for being on my team sort of thing. So that's heartwarming. So thank you for that. And, and of course, thanks for the email. Overall,
absolutely. So it's your auntie then, Mark.
It's
my.
Well, it can't be my auntie because I'm too old to have aunties, aren't I? So
No comment.
Exactly. No comment.
No comment.
So the question was then, what are your favourite radio stations and who are your favourite DJs, past and present, and why?
Why?
Good question.
I could talk for 2 days about this.
I could.
Yeah.
And as it happens, obviously, because I knew the email, so I've had probably a bit more time than you have to think about it as well.
Yeah. Chris Miles, I've got to agree. What a breakfast show.
Oh,
Chris Miles,
absolutely.
Breakfast show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He's still on the radio, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Radio X.
Just somewhere.
Yeah.
For me, the two best breakfast radio DJs, I think, of all time, breakfast radio. Have to be Chris Moyles and the format that he had, you know, I forget what they call it, like a mob sort of, there were a number of them, weren't there? Comedy Dave and all that. And the other one is Chris Evans. They are just radio geniuses. They know how to entertain people.
Was Terry Wogan Breakfast?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had Terry Wogan. Oh,
absolutely.
Well.
He was different. It was a different sort of, you know.
Oh, very different. Approach, do you know how long Terry Wogan was actually on the radio for?
About 120 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, 29 years.
Was it?
He's the longest serving Radio 2 host.
Really?
It was over two stints. It wasn't in one go. But yeah.
Wow.
There was something different about Terry Wogan. His voice is really incredible. It's just relaxing, isn't it? To listen to it.
That's almost like where Ken Bruce took that kind of format, didn't he?
Yeah,
you know. Mm. But question for you then, Mark. So you've obviously rated two DJs there. So do you now listen to Radio X?
No, I don't. I don't actually. The only radio station that I listen to, anything like religiously, it's not religious as such, because I listen to a lot of streaming on Spotify and stuff, listen to music on there, but if I listen to radio, I listen to Radio 6 Music.
Right.
It's just a brilliant
Is it a very varied music?
Incredibly.
Right.
I've never listened to Radio 6.
You can get everything from world music, Afrobeats, through to drum and bass, jungle, hardcore, bloody, and everything in between, heavy metal, and, you know, it's just so varied. Mm. And There you'll hear bands pop up on there that will become something in 2 or 3 years' time because they champion them so early on in their career. Mm. You've got a lot of legendary DJs on there. Marianne Hobbs, Craig Charles is on there.
He used to do a bit of radio too as well, didn't he?
He used to do funk, like a funk show.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. So there's loads of.
I remember, obviously, listening to Chris Moyles for years. It really was a phenomenal team, wasn't it? Because it wasn't just Chris Moyles. As much as it was, he was the forefront of the.
There's a name for the format.
Was Mark and Lard on something to do with?
Mark and Lard was on Radio 1. They were brilliant.
Were they not part of Moyles' team? Are they separate?
No.
Am I getting them mixed up? They were different again.
Yeah. So. I think, if I remember rightly, there was Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave.
Yeah, because Comedy Dave's still with him on Radio X.
Who was the bald guy?
Might be the one. I thought that was Comedy Dave.
No, he's got dark hair, Comedy Dave.
I can't remember, because they were a female as well,
weren't
they?
That's right.
Yeah, I can't remember the names. What I do remember about it, though, is that the day that it ended... When Chris Moyles finished and the whole team finished on Radio 1, and it sticks in my mind because it was my papa's funeral, Scottish granddad basically. But
Kirk, I think it's just them two having a conversation about radio.
Well, no, I'm including you.
I'm joking.
And it was his funeral, and that was the same day that their breakfast show finished. And I remember I was driving to my papa's, listening to the show, and I'd not even got to the funeral, I was crying. I got really upset because I'd listened to that show for ages.
It becomes part of your life, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It really does.
But it is quite strange for me to listen to, because I'm not as invested in radio as you guys. Not anymore. I used to enjoy listening to radio. But like you've just said there, how much you seem to really appreciate Chris Moyles and really appreciate what he did and his format and stuff like that. He hasn't died.
No.
He's still on air.
Absolutely.
And he's gone to just a different radio station, but yet you haven't tuned into that radio station.
I do listen to Radio X now.
Right, okay.
For me, it's moving away from the commercial stuff, because I'm not so much a big fan of commercial radio, adverts and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. I originally was listening to Chris Moyles when he first went to Virgin Radio, and he obviously he's turned that into something incredible, like he has done with every other station he's gone into.
Chris Moyles?
Chris Evans.
All right.
But again, it's commercial. Mm-hmm. So although it's good, I get a bit sort of fed up with the advert side of stuff. So, I listen to Six Music just because it's just so varied. You know, you don't know what you're going to get when you listen to it. Other than the general show format, music-wise, you can listen to anything.
Well, I listen to Absolute Country.
Yeah, that don't surprise me, because you like country music, don't you?
I do like country music, yeah. I listen, although I can only listen to it in short stints, because I'm like...
On rotation.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. I mean, 9 to 5, they have a non-repeat guarantee.
Right.
You know, which is fine. But it's the commercial aspect, the adverts, the constant adverts.
Yeah.
And actually, the breakfast show and the drive time show are networked across all their stations. And it does actually bring me on to a question that you might be able to answer for me. Once in this room, I know. when you've got a network like Absolute, yeah, and I think they're owned by, is it Rio or something like that now, as a station? And no, and they have, obviously they have all these, so Absolute
Multiple
Country,
stations.
Absolute Rock, Absolute 80s, Absolute 90s. I understand that a network show is you've got people in the studio doing the same breakfast show, for instance, and it going out across all their mediums.
And they're multicasting it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's why the presenter will never mention which channel they're on or whatever. Yeah. But how do they balance it between, so like, for instance, a country song is a different length to maybe an 80s song, maybe a different length to, you know, all the songs are different lengths. And the adverts that are in there are adverts that go across the network. So they're all the same length.
They probably edit the music. The songs would have to be the same length, otherwise it wouldn't work, I wouldn't thought.
Well,
it wouldn't make sense, would it?
I was under the impression that for some stations, especially like, for instance, breakfast shows, the music that's going out is, because bear in mind, you could listen to, I'm trying to think of a station, Hallam FM, right? Now, Hallam FM has a different station in a different area, and we can't get that radio station.
It's radio now, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can't get the other stations unless we actually physically tune into their area, if you like. And so they're playing the same music. It's the same songs.
They're definitely not on Absolute.
Well, no, because Absolutes are all different. So for instance, Absolute Country, Absolute 80s, Absolute that. What I'm talking about is your Hallam FM or Hits or whatever it's called. There's Hits Yorkshire.
But you're missing the point. You're missing the point. What I'm saying is the breakfast show on Absolute Radio is a network show. So the breakfast show, the presenters on the breakfast show, is being transmitted on every Absolute Radio at station.
Right, okay.
Every single one. So,
but each one's playing a different song.
But when they stop and a song starts playing on Absolute Country, it's a country song. On Rock, it's a rock song. On this, that, other. And then, obviously, when that stops, do you get what I mean? Mm. So the adverts are the same, but the stabs and the jingles and stuff for the actual show are unique to the actual channel. Mm. The songs are unique to the channel, but it's all got to be timed perfectly because when the presenters are talking or whatever,
I suspect they will either schedule songs that are of similar lengths to coincide, speed them up or slow them down marginally, so just to keep them in time. That you know, obviously it has to be so it's not noticeable, or edit them. It can be the only.
I don't know the answer. The only answer I do know is the opposite one I was saying, where the breakfast show are playing the same songs, so each presenter, because they have different presenters in different areas, rather than the show.
They have an exact time to say their things in, basically. Yeah.
I was going to say, the only way you could do it, Kurt, is just time the songs and see if the songs are exact.
But you'd have to be listening to different radio stations at the same time. Yeah.
Well, you could have one in the kitchen and one upstairs and get Daisy to listen to that one. And
you can guarantee they'll be out of time with each other.
When you've got time on your hands. But it's a good question. I don't know.
They don't hide behind the fact, so they will say it. Playing on 80s is this and playing on the country. They don't hide behind the fact, you know, but I have always thought to myself, oh, I wonder if my song's 4 minutes long and that one's 3.5 minutes long, and we know what some rock songs are like, they're one for 3 days.
They'd have to just be cleverly scheduled, wouldn't it?
So you just genuinely think it's that everything is timed and they just find a song to fit that?
They must do, yeah. Right?
And who would you say is your favourite presenter, Kirk? Start with like recent. Who's your favourite presenter?
I wouldn't have one.
Right.
I wouldn't have one. The guy, the team that does the breakfast show on Absolute Radio, I enjoy. I have no idea what the names are. I don't. But the guy sounds a lot like, what's the comedian called with long curly, he got banned from radio?
Russell Brand.
He sounds like Russell Brand. When I first heard him, I thought, I'm fire. Russell Brand back on the, you know, the way that he, like, you know, when Russell Brand sometimes like loses his temper on purpose, but almost goes over the top.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. It sounds so much like him. It's hard to
say. Are you sure it's not him?
It's not. It's not. Yeah. No, it's not. But I would say that I enjoy that at the minute. But when it comes to a favourite presenter right now, I don't listen to enough radio. If I go back to my early days, I would say that the DJs that stick in my mind are Daryl Denham.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that Alan FM?
Alan FM.
Daryl Denham.
And there is one that sticks in my head, and I very much doubt many people will remember it, but Dinky Doo got him a clue. Remember Scotty McClue?
Yeah.
I definitely remember.
Never heard him.
Yeah. I definitely remember.
You were an actor, weren't you? Reckon to be an angry Scottish guy.
Yeah.
Do all the fun. People would ring in and they'd just have a go at him.
Yeah. Yeah. So that they were like on towards the evening.
Yeah.
On,
later on, yeah.
Were that on Alum as well?
Yeah,
on
yeah, it was.
It was about 10 o'clock.
10
night,
o'clock it started, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know who he is, I'll play you this.
Oh.
This might remind you what you were like.
All right.
So this was one of his late night talk shows. And this was the difference between radio back then as to what it is now. I'll play the whole thing.
Back to the telephones and we'll speak to Katie.
Yeah,
Katie?
Katie? Good morning.
Hello? Katie? All right, turn your radio down, dear. Oh, what a thickle.
Katie?
All right. Have you turned it down?
Yes.
Good girl, right.
Hello, Scotty.
What can I do for you?
Well, it was actually that girl that was on the other night. The girl with the three children.
All right.
Well, I actually think, I mean, I don't know.
That's a long time ago, that now, Katie.
No, I actually tried to get call you last night.
All right, okay.
You know about it.
Fair enough.
But I think you were very ignorant with that girl.
Why?
You know, I just think the way you put it along last night, saying about her three illegitimate children.
Well, she did have three illegitimate children. She had three little bastards.
Well, I don't think that's right, Scotty.
No, it's fact, darling. It is right. I'm telling you.
I mean, I don't think that is a nice thing to call any child. As an illegitimate.
No, well, listen, it might not be a nice thing to call any child, and I agree with you. I don't think it is
either.
I think
that is terrible.
What do you mean you think it's terrible?
I don't think you should have actually used that on the radio.
Why?
I just don't think it's right.
Well, what do you mean it's not right? I mean, why should everything be right in life? If everything was right in life, right, then we wouldn't need to discuss it, would we?
I mean, the girl only come on to say at her point that she slapped a three-year-old child,
right? Well, she had no right to be slapping a three-year-old child, Katie.
The time that you were by her,
she had no right to be.
She was a bad mother.
Well, she was a bad mother.
She only slapped the child.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean? You don't know. She might well have leathered it.
You don't know, Scotty.
Well, she told me, because I was listening. You don't know that.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't know that.
I mean, you're just a big bag of wind.
You're just a big bag of wind. In fact,
in my opinion,
in fact, you're just a fart.
No, I'm not a fart.
You're a fart.
I
you're a complete
you
and utter
an
fart. I think you owe me an apology, Katie,
no.
Because you are a fart.
No, I'm not.
And you have no right to come on and talk to me like
I
that.
I am just telling
you're
you
a very,
the truth,
very, that is not the
I
truth.
Think you owe
that is your twisted,
an apology, and
that is your
it.
Twisted opinion.
Right,
and there's too
to,
many, there's too many people. How dare you? There's far too many people. You don't know I've got none of my own. You don't know that.
That's why you got on the way you do.
You don't know that I have no children.
And that is it.
You don't
because
know it because you're an
any.
Ignorant.
You,
are an ignorant
child.
Old boot
no,
who has no
know.
Knowledge of anything. How dare
that's
you call me
you
a big? You're
big
an ignorant old boot. You are a twisted old boot,
no,
and you
I'm
don't know
old.
What you're
I'm
talking about.
Woman.
Now you're not a young woman.
You're
your head is full
of
mince. You're full of shite yourself. You're a twisted old boot, and you're absolutely stop it. You're absolutely stop it through a shite. You're stop it through a shite, and you're so. Full of
you're,
shite
you'll be
that we can even
no, no, you can't take it when you're being beaten.
You're full of shite.
No,
I am not beaten. I am not beaten by
you
somebody like
no
you,
right? To make
right?
Any
not only
any
is
child,
full of shite,
and that
but
is
also
it.
Top
you
shite.
Win back.
All right, now I'll tell you something. You see, you've hung up on me, you daft boot.
Well,
I have a question. So, first of all, because I've never heard of it, is this genuine or is it a spoof?
No, that's genuine.
That's genuine.
That's a genuine on-air call.
On-air call. Where Alum FM?
Yeah, I don't think that particular one was. But yeah, and he was on every night. I think it was like Monday to Thursday.
I didn't know if it were a spoof or anything or
no,
or
no,
anything
no.
Like that. So
that was a genuine call.
I mean, you won't be able to get away with that today,
no.
Would you?
No.
I used to love that show.
And that's what
you got. Scotty McClue, though, that.
That is Scotty McClue.
That is Scotty McClue,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's Scotty McClue.
He sounded more Scottish than that back then.
No, that is Scotty.
That's Scotty
how,
McClure,
how much more Scottish does he need to sound?
He sounded more like Mrs. Doubtfire. He should be pretending to be Spanish.
But every show were like that, weren't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, the callers were Yorkshire, but
yeah.
they were so... I'm so glad you said that, because I was like, he stuck in my mind as being one of the... Not I won't say best presenters, but just really funny back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm. Was James Whale a little bit like that when he went radio?
I think so.
James Whale.
James Whale, yeah.
I don't know, never heard of him.
Yeah. You know James Whale, don't you? Am I getting it mixed up, or was he as similar to that, Mark?
I think
and not?
To some extent.
And then didn't he do then TV or something,
TV,
a radio
yeah.
on TV? I mean, I know he's on, I think, GB News or one of the other news channels now. But they just seem
quite controversial.
Yes, yeah, with his listeners, that type of thing. Right,
yeah,
okay.
You mentioned Daryl Denham. Well, interestingly, we went to Rotherham Show, if you remember,
we did, yeah.
And they'd got as part of that there was the Hallam FM Roadshow, and it was...
Is this recent?
No, no. Oh, God, you took it mid-90s.
Yeah.
And it's when road shows were literally, when they pulled up with like a lorry.
A big truck. Yeah.
They
yeah.
opened the side of the lorry up, and that was their stage.
Yeah. Mm,
yep.
And I remember...
Good old days.
Yeah, and I remember Daryl Denham stood there, and I remember him clear as day, because I looked at him and I thought, I want to do that. And he was stood there, and he had kickers on, brown kickers, you know the shoes,
yep.
shorts, and a like a checkered short summery shirt sort of thing. I didn't want to look like that, but he just stood there, and there were hundreds of people in this crowd, and he was just holding them with a microphone, and I thought, that's what... That, and I was looking around, looking at everyone's faces, thinking... That's what I want to do. I want to entertain people.
And was that the moment, Mark, or you had already started DJing?
No, that was when
that
I
was the moment.
I wouldn't have a go at doing that.
Wow.
However, it sort of evolved from that, because that was just, if you like, radio DJing, if you like, talking to people, playing songs and whatever. But the first DJ that really started to inspire me when it came to mixing dance music together was a DJ called Simon Hurst. And he actually used to DJ on Hallam FM as well. Now, Simon Hurst, of recent times, I don't know if you know, he's transitioned now. He's a woman. He's called Stephanie Hurst.
Yep. Stephanie.
Still a DJ. Same sort of DJ as what he always used to be.
Yep.
The sort of the 90s sort of house stuff and all that sort of party anthems and that. And I remember, you know, in the early days, listening to that, thinking, how is he getting the... Because I'd got, you know, this time I'd managed to get some CD separates. There were no pitch controls on them, so you couldn't change the speed of the songs. And I would, and when he'd mix something, I'd get both those tracks, and I'd try to mix them, and I'd be like, why don't they mix together like he's doing it? But obviously, he was using turntables or, you know, whatever they were using in studio that had got pitch controls, so they could adjust the tempo. But then that then evolved, and you got DJs that really sparked my interest, were like Judge Jules. Dave Pearce on Radio 1, you know, for me, as I got old enough to go out clubbing and one thing and another, that was like...
Whereas mine was Cyan Hixey.
Cyan Hixey, yeah.
Yeah. He was, Thirsty's Daily Dose was in when he was on Galaxy 105,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. That came after all,
absolutely
all the Hallam FM
stuff. Yeah, but I would say that Galaxy 105... Well, firstly, Kirk, you nailed it on the head. Absolute Country is probably the one I listen to most now.
Yeah.
But back in the day, would have been Galaxy 105.
Actually, I've skipped a bit because around that time of listening to Judge Jules and Dave Pearce was Alex Pepper on Galaxy 105.
Yes.
And Andy Durant.
Yeah.
So Andy Durant was almost the warm-up for Alex Pepper. And he used to do some like quirky mashup stuff.
Mm. I remember because over the top it got Andy Durant.
And I remember he did one. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but he did a mashup of it was the Jerry Springer Show, and he did like a dance version, and it was like Jerry's doing it with like cut up speeches and people arguing and stuff, and it was all over a dance track. It was really clever, and I've never heard it since.
You can't get it on YouTube.
No, I've looked for it.
Really?
Yeah, I've been looking for it for 20 years.
I've got a question. Where did the dream of being a radio DJ stop, or did you pursue it at all?
Yeah, I did it. I've done little bits of sort of hospital radio and community radio on Sheffield Live, and but it's just life, I think, that's gotten too busy. So it's not so much that.
Was there a thought process? It sounded like there was a thought process. I want to be a radio DJ.
Yeah.
Where did that ever tail off and you're not trying really pursue it as a career?
Having kids and getting a job.
Right.
Really, I suppose.
Ah, right.
You know, responsibilities and life gets, you know, not in the way as such, but things change, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I also think, if I may, from an outsider that's seen all this, that's been along, you know, alongside you as well, but I do think that there was a little bit of change in your mindset as well, though.
Yeah.
So you would have and would still make an excellent radio DJ. Absolutely.
Yeah, you would.
And in fact, I think all four of us would. So if anyone's interested,
as Jacqueline says,
you know,
we need our own.
We'd at least have one listener.
She did say,
but the I think, and it, you've kind of just touched on it there. That I think your mindset, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that you kind of had that vision of wanting to be a radio DJ, dabbled in hospital radio, Radio Nightingale, was it?
Yeah, Radio Nightingale, Crystal Radio, Children's Hospital.
You know, and the Radio Live as well, you mentioned them?
Sheffield Live, sorry.
Yep. And, you know, you was doing the right things, if you like, and enjoying it. But then I think the whole performance DJ, for the want of a better term, the mixing, the
being in front of a crowd.
I think...
over then shadowed that.
Yeah.
So I think that's where you then, I don't want to say lost that passion in there, but I think that's where you started to turn away from that a little bit. And it was more about the creation of music, the mixing of music, the entertainment of music, rather than presenting on radio.
It's a different feel altogether, you know, talking to almost a fictitious audience, an audience that you can't see, and, you know, standing in front of, like, Mark will... Appertain.
Standing
in front of a room full of people and getting them dancing, the buzz is incredible, isn't it, Mark?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, that's the side of what I love about, you know, DJing. It's taking them on that journey, as you all know, because I think you've all dabbled in DJ, aren't you?
Yes, yeah.
So it's taking them on that journey, because you can't keep them on this journey of being high all the time. You need to take them low and take them high and playing the right song. My thing is playing the right song at the right time to the right people.
Yeah.
You know, because as we all know, people will say to you, you know, oh, I can press buttons, I can do that, I can play Grease, I can play... Well, you can, but you don't play Grease at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. So where did you get your... Who inspired you to get into it, Mark? Was that radio?
The person who got me into DJing was my dad. Now, when I said that, people all go, were your dad a DJ? No. Were you involved in music? No. Not at all. The only thing my dad were involved in were businesses. So my parents had loads of businesses, everything from a post office to an ice cream. I think I've said this on previous podcasts. So they were very business-minded. So my dad, when I were 18, well, probably 17, said to me, can't you make money from this DJing thing? And I went, I don't know. And of course, I like music like we all do when you're 17, 18. So, but my dad didn't have any knowledge about it, but he just helped me sort of go, well, I'll take you to these places. And so it was nobody that inspired me. And I don't know if that makes it better or worse that I just sort of inspired myself and just went, well, I'll just give this a try. I mean, I didn't think anything more. I mean, from when I'm 18 to what, I'm 54, and I'm still doing it, and it's not stopped. And it is strange.
Have you never thought about, so like, because obviously, as we've discussed before on previous episodes, you've been self-employed for a long time, and, you know, a lot of that is, I know you're very busy, I know, but a lot of that is obviously weekend work, Friday night, Saturday night work, and stuff like that. Have you never thought about taking that passion that you've got for music and, you know, dabbling in radio, moving into radio, doing, you know, a midweek show or something that is along the same lines of it, but... You know,
well, yes and no. No, not now. I feel this is. I'll explain myself. I'm too old to do that. I feel now because I'm too.
You're younger than Ken Bruce.
Hang on.
Probably the only person you are younger than.
I won't do it.
I
don't think you're too old at all, mate.
I'm going to say this context is, I don't think I'm too old, but I'm too old where I want to be. So I've got my business is expanding. So I'm going down that road rather than doing radio work.
Right.
That's what I mean by too old, as in I'm not old as in, oh, I want to retire. And I know you guys think I'm already retired.
But
I've got too much to do. I want to expand my business even further. Do you know what I mean? I mean, some people at my age are sort of like winding down, and I'm like, no, I've got another 30, 40 years to carry on expanding my business. So going radio at my age, it's not something I want to do. Maybe if I were in my 20s, 30s, yeah. But I don't want to do that anymore, you know. And when I started, going on to a point that Mark said, is when I started DJing 18, there were a couple of channels you can go down. I mean, Mark's dabbled in, obviously, hospital sort of radio, that sort of thing. And, you know, you go down mobile nightclubs. But back in the day, people didn't go to nightclubs to see DJs. Nobody cared. Mm. And there were no money in it. You know, I did odd nightclubs. I were getting paid 20 quid a night, you know, back in the 80s. DJs can command more money now. People will go to nightclubs to see DJs. But back in the 80s, nobody cared. It was just Dave on Dex or whatever. That were it. So there were no money.
Weren't you in accounts
He's busy, this guy. Yeah. So, of course, I did nightclubs and stuff like that and what have you. But there was just no money in it. So I thought, I'll go that mobile route. So that's the road I went down. And that's where it's sort of gone.
So to answer Jacqueline's question, what would you say were your favourite DJs, actual radio DJs back in the
day? Well, somebody that you didn't mention, but again, I think it's a age thing, is Steve Wright.
Oh,
that's who I saw, you know, I'm trying to think, I used to listen to him on BBC Radio 1, but I can't remember, did he used to do a breakfast show? I know.
Yes, he did.
So that's when I listened to him on breakfast show.
Yeah. Right.
So I were brought up with that sort of genre as a DJ. Gary Davis, Steve Wright, you know, Mayo.
Would you call the guy that was really, I think he was Radio 1 and he was out there, bonkers. And it's a DJ that Simon Hirst was actually inspired by.
Bonkers?
Yeah, it was bonkers. Oh, what, it used to,
Timmy Mallett?
No, he went on to TV. He did TV stuff as well.
Shane Ritchie?
No. He had like a beard, a goatee beard, longish, messy hair. He'd have different characters.
Oh, I don't know.
Ken Dodd?
I don't think that fits the picture, does it? But while he's thinking of that, one thing I would say about it, bizarrely, at the four of us, obviously, and I don't mean to sound disrespectful to Mark here, and so I'm saying that as a thing. I'm a professional DJ. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying Mark's not, but obviously what I mean by that is I do it as a job.
You learn your living through it, yeah.
You know, I earn my living. Obviously, of course, Mark is a professional DJ.
It's his sole job.
But technically, he's an amateur DJ, but he's not. I'm talking about
very amateur.
Well, you're not. You know what I mean by that, Mark. You know, Mark's as good as me, but, you know, but in a different type of DJing. So out of that, I do it as a job, but yeah, I'm probably the one who listens to probably the least radio out of all of you. I mean, I know you don't listen to radio much, Kirk.
No, I used to, but I listen to audio.
But you certainly listen to more than I do nowadays. I don't listen to any radio. In fact, I hardly listen to any music. I listen to music when I'm listening to tracks and charts and, you know, will that work and editing and that. But do I stick a radio on? No. And it's because I'm that so far in my job, I'm sort of not in it. Does that make sense? It's a bit like Daisy. She used to be a chef, but she didn't used to come home and cook, did she? Not really.
Well,
I don't mean she didn't cook, but she didn't want to cook, did she?
No, I know what you mean. Yeah,
is that probably
mean.
A bad example?
I know what you mean. That if you're surrounded by it 24/7, then you know you might want a break from it. So I totally get what you mean. Have you ever?
Has Mark found this now?
Have you ever tried or dabbled in music production?
No.
Creating your own music or your own tracks?
No, I haven't. Not really, no.
Have you ever heard Mark's?
Yes.
The one that...
Or should I have said no there?
Well, no. No, you can say yes, but I don't think it's the one that you're probably thinking of.
Well, there's two that I know of. The one he did sort of about 18 months ago or so.
So, yeah, not that one.
Not that one, and then there were...
Hey, I got one listen on that last month on Spotify.
Did you? Yeah. Well, I've definitely not heard that one.
Well, it won't be me, because I've downloaded it. Yeah. It's on my hard drive.
I've definitely heard one that you did, but we were a long time back.
Yeah. Well, is it the one that I'm going to make reference to? Which is the remix of that very commercial...
Summer Jam.
Summer Jam,
oh, right, so you have heard it.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that were brilliant.
It's about 20 year old, that.
I thought it were a good while ago.
Do you know what? It still sticks in my head to today.
Mm. It's a mashup. It's two different tracks just thrown together. It's not, you know, that's all.
Can we play it? Can you get royalties if you play it?
Their names come to me.
Oh yes.
Yeah, Kenny Everett.
Oh God! I would have never said him, but because
he was very anarchic, is that the word? You know, bonkers, off the wall, and anything could happen.
Yeah. He used to do that character, sort of used to that character, that blonde woman with big boobs, and he used to swing his legs over. I mean, the weird thing about Kenny, I know we're talking about music, is that I used to watch his TV, Kenny Everett, TV Everett. Kenny. Just edit the Kenny Everett TV show.
Are you stuck on high speed dubbing?
I used to watch that, but you don't get any repeats of it. Do you? You don't see it anywhere.
I'm going to guess because they're probably scared of how much things are. Like
PC.
It wasn't very PC, was it?
They still play Rising Damp and Till Death Do Us Part.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't get much more controversial than
that.
And
I don't think, to be fair, I get what you're saying, but I don't think it was that controversial because he used to go out at 7 o'clock on ITV.
Yeah, well, that was different times.
Yeah.
I know, but it wasn't that controversial, I don't think. There were no, I don't think there were any racist stuff in it from what I know. I think it were maybe a little bit sexist, but it, I don't think he, yes, Mark's right, it was wacky, but not in a, an offensive way.
Yeah.
But you just don't
not
see...
Not obviously offensive, no.
Yeah, not,
not
obviously offensive. No, but you just no. don't see any clips of it anywhere.
Mm. I found that that over the years, that, and I don't know if you do this or have done this, and most of you say you don't listen to radio anymore, but I've found I've tracked with the presenters as they've moved. Because I don't know if you know, but
Mark,
obviously
Mark
Radio
doesn't.
1
he
presenters, there's they have demographic ages on the station. If they're at that demographic, they're gone. That's it.
Yeah.
So that's why Chris Moyles was cancelled, not for any other reason, and he was too old for the demographic.
Well, that's that was a fallout for Radio 2 with Simon Mayo.
That's
Steve
it.
Wright got moved around quite a bit.
Yeah.
Ken Bruce, he ended up leaving. Mm.
Well, they all tend to move from Radio 1 to Radio 2, don't they? That's the initial move. And then from there, it seems now they don't leave there and go to another BBC station. They leave and go somewhere else.
Mm.
But that's definitely where I've seem to have tracked with the where they've gone rather than staying with the station. I've been more...
I'm with you.
You know, and you say you're more loyal to the presenter.
I've done that to a point where sort of presenters, like you said, they moved around on the same station and you sort of follow them all. You know, wanted to move off, and I did listen to Chris Evans for quite a while when he first went to Virgin. I thought, this is really good, you know, because the station was relatively new again, you know, I wouldn't say, probably underperforming, you know, and he just does what he did best and built this breakfast show to something amazing like he did do. But then I fell upon, probably 2 or 3 years ago now, Six Music, and I was like, this is brilliant, you know.
I always thought Chris Evans were better on TV than he were radio.
I'd say opposite.
Yeah.
I'd say the opposite. I didn't mind him on TV. I didn't mind him on TV, but I would say the opposite. I preferred him on radio than I did on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know most people, but I mean, Big Breakfast, they were great on that, you know.
I'd say my favourite presenters back in the day was Big John at Breakfast.
Yeah, yep. I was going to mention him, Big John at Breakfast, is he still on?
29 years. Sorry.
20.
Yeah, no,
that's
sorry.
Terry Wogan.
Year 2000, he started his breakfast show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd say more recently...
Have they kept him now? It's moved because...
Yeah.
Hallam FM's now moved to a network show, hasn't it?
Yeah. He's the network breakfast show.
Have they? Because I know it was up in the air at one point on whether they were keeping him.
Yeah, no, he is still
brilliant.
The breakfast show.
Brilliant.
And more recently, although again he's moved, he's tracked from BBC Radio on, was Scott Mills.
Yep.
And I think the reason why I like Scott Mills so much is because he, for me, has created the best radio features that I've ever heard. I'm a sucker for a feature, absolutely. And I've got one for you now, which is one of one of Scott Mills's features, which was where they basically phoned a Chinese restaurant up and put an order in. And then they then phoned another Chinese restaurant and got the first Chinese restaurant to read back the order to the second Chinese restaurant and see how it played out.
Oh, yeah.
And this is how it played out.
Hi.
Hello. I wonder if I can make an order, please.
Yes, you can, yeah.
Okay, I'd like one egg foo young.
Foo young chicken, pork.
Oh, chicken, please.
Chicken, yeah.
And then, what soup do you have?
I only got not much to choose from. I've got chicken, sweet corn, crab meat, or hot and sour.
Crab meat would be really good, thank you, yeah. Okay, some prawn crackers?
Yeah.
Also, maybe, do you have lemon chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like one of those, please.
Thank you.
And also, because there's quite a few people coming around, I'd like to have 4 egg fried rice, if possible.
4 portion egg fried rice, yeah.
Yeah. If you could you just read the order back to me to make sure I got it right?
Yeah, so you've got one,
Give me a second, sorry. One of my friends is coming in, I think they want to add to the order.
Okay.
Give me a second, and I'll get you to read the order back to them, all right?
Okay.
Give me a sec. Right, he's on hold, and now let's call Chinese Takeaway 2.
Hello?
Hello, can I make an order, please?
Yeah.
If you can just hang on a minute, my friend will give you the order, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you read back the order, please?
So you've got one chicken egg foo young.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, you got one chicken egg foo young.
Chicken and egg for you. Chicken for you, yeah?
Yeah, and then one crab meat sweet corn soup.
Yeah.
And the portion prawn crackers.
Yeah.
And the lemon chicken.
Yeah.
4 portion egg fried rice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
So, how soon can you get here?
About half an hour, okay?
Yeah, under what name?
Pardon?
What name?
The driver. The delivery driver, what name you mean?
Well, we don't do delivery.
Huh?
We don't do delivery.
We do delivery.
We don't.
Are you coming to collect it?
Yeah, you come and collect it, yeah.
Oh, you're coming to collect it?
Yeah, you come and collect it, you've ordered it.
Oh, right. I thought you said it was a delivery, innit?
No, we don't do delivery at all. The only delivery they do was the pizza up the road.
Oh, so you're coming to collect this food, yeah?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Okay, okay. You come, when you're coming?
No, what do you mean? I said, when you're coming, not me.
Huh?
You come and pick them up.
Pick what up?
Well, you just ordered the food from the takeaway shop here.
You just ordered the food from this takeaway.
What do you mean?
I say you just ordered the food from this takeaway. Yeah? Are you coming to pick it up, or you want it delivered?
Which takeaway are you?
Hey. Listen, mate, forget it, okay?
did he finish with love you? There you go. But and he was renowned for doing stuff like that all the time. They had the one where I'm going to forget the name of it now, where they have to sit opposite each other with a mouth full of water.
Yeah,
And then they play really funny clips from like news broadcasts or whatever.
Innuendo bingo.
That's it. Yeah. And then there was the other one where they got two celebrities to face each other and they had playground. Oh, what's that one? Playground. Basically, have to give, you know, your mum's so fat, blah, 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 and each other.
Insults.
Basically insulting each other. Yeah. Playground insults or something like that. Yeah. Just, that's why I thought his show was hilarious.
I actually once played a prank on one of my mate's girlfriends back in late 90s, when listening to Galaxy 105. And everyone used to listen to Galaxy 105.
Yeah.
And so I rang her, and I was with him. And I pretended that I was Alistair Whitehead. I don't know if you've heard of Alistair Whitehead.
I've heard of him, but I don't know.
He's a legendary sort of club DJ. And he used to have a show called the Diamond White Club Chart on Galaxy 105. I rang her, pretended that I was him. Not on the... Just on the phone. We were at like a barbecue in a garden or whatever. And I pretended that I was... And so I rang her. She answered the phone. I said, "This is Alistair Whitehead from the Diamond White Club Chart. You've got a chance of winning an all-inclusive holiday to Ibiza for you and four friends. All you've got to do is get everybody in your house to come to the phone live on the radio and burp down the phone." They were running around that. You could hear them all. And you need to come and burp down the phone. And literally, they got little brother, mum, and everybody just coming and burping down. Falling around laughing. And then she heard me laughing at the end. And she went, "I'm going to kill you."
You know, so I think the difference now between something that you said, Kirk, and maybe you, Mark, so much, but there's the thing with radio now is that there's more options than there ever used to be, isn't there?
Yeah.
And we're one of those options, a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podcasts, audiobooks, streaming music platforms, where you don't have, doesn't matter what you've got in your car, you can listen to anything you want. You've got a library so big.
Yeah.
But I think more so it's the likes of podcasts that are probably the niche that's... the thing about radio that I liked, it wasn't just the music, especially a breakfast show. It was about getting to know a person or getting to know a group of people that you listen to every day and they became your friends. Mm. And that's exactly what I see the likes of the Chat-In. You know, people listen to us every week. It's only once a week. But they get to know us over a period of time. They get to hopefully like us. And they want to know what we do. Mm. We want to know what we're getting up to. They want to know what we think about certain things. And that's what I loved about radio and getting to know the people over time and what they're up to. And you start to feel like they're a friend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You sort of grow with them, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's maybe why you track with them over years.
It's you know, one of the most heartwarming things since we've been doing this podcast, we've had a lot of feedback and we've had a lot of people saying, you know, it's fantastic and stuff like that, which is great. And it's always great to hear. Yeah. It's always great to hear that people are enjoying it. But it really does warm my heart when we get feedback from people that literally, you know, they say things like, you know, I feel as though I'm part of the top of the conversation, or you know, you talk about things that I can relate to, or I'm crying with laughter while driving, or you know, I feel as though, you know, I'm part of you, I'm your mate, you know, I'm your mate with you, you know. And they're the sort of things that warm my heart, because you know,
absolutely,
we started this as a thing for us getting together and to try something different. You know, and we're in a situation now where it's not even been a year later, you know, since our first episode. And
we're almost talking to people that we've never met, aren't we? Jacqueline, for example.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Exactly. Yeah. And it's absolutely brilliant that we are given this format to be able to put something out there of us just being us guys. Anyone that does know us, you know, personally or friends or family or whatever out there, we are just who we are on this. It's not scripted. No. You know,
it's just us.
And to put it out there is quite a scary thing to do. It's quite a... vulnerable thing to do, isn't it? That you put it out there. And you put it out there, and to get this kind of this feedback of people, you know, to know that just us sitting around this, you know, this table talking crap as we do, you know, that people are, you know, finding it funny, enjoying it, engaging, you know, I think is brilliant. And I think when you, I can almost, we're just doing this as a once a week thing of a podcast. So someone that's on the radio every day and knowing that the maybe having that impact on people or whatever, I can understand why that is a great feeling, you know, a great feeling to have. Yeah,
absolutely.
And you can certainly tell a difference when we start talking about DJs now. The DJs that we've spoke about, and I'm trying to think now, just making sure I'm right in what I'm saying, maybe apart from a couple, they are famous for being DJs.
Yeah.
As in, that's what they are, and that's what they specialise in. Mm-hmm. You can certainly tell a difference in most cases where if you were to put them up against people that are just now celebrities and now all of a sudden have got a radio show.
Yeah.
Because they were celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm saying there's a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, the people...
You can spot it a mile off, can't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can hear that.
Just before you move on, I don't know if you're going to move on, but because I did a bit of research, I've just got two things to play you that made me laugh.
More things to play?
Yeah,
We're going to end up costing a fortune in copywriting people.
Yeah, we'll get a strike.
All right, they're old archive footage.
Right, okay.
So this one, you'll be aware of when people write in with something to a radio station and they've clearly not read it properly before they've gone out on air. Yeah?
All right. Okay, I've heard these, but go on, let's see.
Okay, let's get to our first, straight away to our first dedication. Dear Chris, please say a big hello to Connie Lingus, who's 69 on Tuesday. She'll be enjoying my meat and two veg on Sunday at 12, which are all the very best, and tell her I look forward to seeing her when she comes. Thanks ever so much, says Ivan R. Don. And he says, please say hello to Bill as well. And that comes from Ivan going out to Connie in Thurnby Lodge here in Leicestershire.
Surely.
Clearly not right.
Well, actually, Rob, I totally get what you're saying, and there's actually you're right. He's probably just been put a piece of paper in front of him, and he's just read it out. But I also think that there are elements sometimes where radio presenters or whatever they try and push the boundaries, and they think, do you know what? I'm going to read this out and see if I can get away with it.
Yeah. Yes.
Because surely that producer...
That's what I mean. They've got producers and everything.
Research would have gone, hang on a minute.
But sometimes they don't have... I mean, smaller shows don't always have producers. They're just reading off a thing and they just clearly not listen to it. One more thing, and this is when radio jingles...
I've not heard that one, by the way. So
this is when radio jingles
kind
of go wrong when they're doing them live. I just thought that were hilarious.
That sounds like our next jingle.
Yeah. It might have to be a jingle.
Yeah.
Time at the bar, please.
Well, Jack, listen, I hope we've answered your question. Thank you very much for getting in touch. And speaking of questions, people seemed to like it before when I gave a bit of a spot quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Remember before when I gave it to Mark and Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you gave it to Mark and Mark.
No, yeah, you did the descriptions, if you remember.
Do you mean Mark and the other Mark?
Mark and
not,
the other
not
Mark,
Mark
sorry,
and Mark.
Sorry,
there's
sorry,
no Mark
sorry,
and Mark here.
Sorry. So I've got another one. This time I'm going to ask the questions to other Mark and Rob.
All right, okay.
What am I doing?
Okay.
Am I doing nothing?
You can be the adjudicator.
You can sit and listen. All right. Oh. You can tell me who does best.
Oh, okay.
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 So, I'm going to start with you, other Mark, first.
Okay.
Okay, quick fire. Mm-hmm. There's three questions each, and I'll go from one to the other.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Question one.
Mm-hmm.
In which year did the first Earth Day take place promoting environmental awareness?
Well, that's got to be a long time ago, hasn't it?
It's got to be.
1970?
Correct. Question two.
Ooh.
What year did the popular rock band The Doors release their final studio album, L.A. Woman?
That is 1970.
Correct. Question three. In what year did the United States officially end its involvement in the Vietnam War with the signing of the Paris Peace Accords?
I know this one.
Go
this
on.
Was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
1970.
Correct. Question four. Rob, which year saw the launch of the first version of the video game Pong by Atari?
Well, that's 1970.
Correct. Question five.
I'm smelling a fish here.
Question five. In what year did the international standard for the metric system become widely adopted?
Wow. Let me just get the history book out.
Yeah.
Just do it, blow the dust off it. 1970.
Correct. And the final question, Rob. Question six. In what year was Mark born?
1970.
Well done. Thank you very much. Yay!
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, there we go. What's next?
Well, what I want is Jacqueline to write in about this because she will not be happy, and nor am I. So, Jacqueline, have you heard this? This is what I'm going to put up with. So, goodness me.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Yeah, let's do it before he kills me.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be? Oh, I'm just so excited.
Come on.
He's nearly there. The Wheel of Features. Okay, so last week we had Plot Puzzle.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kirk. Okay. Yeah.
Shall I give you a reminder of the five words?
Please do.
It was obviously describing AI describing a film. So the five words were magic, transport, reveals, hidden worlds.
Ah, I remember. Because I said I thought it was Guardians of the Galaxy, but then I also said Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Okay. Yeah. Any more guesses?
No.
Now you've had a week to think about it?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 2. Or 3?
No. Wizard of Oz.
No. Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Were any of us right or close?
Oh.
Oh, I was right.
No.
Oh.
Rob was right. Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yay. Breadsticks and Bedknobs.
Oh, absolutely. Think about. It was one of my favourite films as a kid. Yeah, I must have watched
it
that.
It is a good film.
I must have watched that film, no word of a lie, 50 times.
Yeah.
Really?
Easy. I must admit, I can't get on with it.
Oh,
really? I don't know why. Yeah.
Portobello Road, streets where the riches are being told.
Can't blame you, Rob.
No, I preferred Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall I spin the wheel?
Spin it.
Yeah, spin it.
Oh, what is it? Oh, what is it?
I'm so excited.
What is it?
Oh, hey!
It's yours, Mark.
A day in history.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Dead or alive, the other one.
Put your glasses on.
I can't see. The wheel's too far away.
I'm alive. I'm already dead. Come alive. Be quick, I'll be dead.
It's Dead or Alive.
Right, it's me.
Hey.
Right, let's do some Dead or Alive.
I like this last
got
time.
I've got some more for you guys.
I always like this.
So, oh, sorry, are we making a note?
Yeah, because Mark's defying physics. Still alive.
Jacqueline, Mark, where were you?
Other Mark made a bit of a mess of this last time. So
yes.
Are we writing his answers down?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
What did you write on? I write in my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Notes, look, not Google. Notes.
Have you got your pen and papers?
Yeah,
all ready.
Or your phones?
Right, yeah. Right, okay. Number one.
So just to remind the listeners what.
Yeah,
what
so Dead or Alive is I'm going to read some names out, some famous names.
Yeah.
And you've just got to decide if they're still alive or if they're dead.
Right. Oh, okay.
That's
go
all.
For it.
Okay. So then, first one, right? Tom Baker. Listeners, he used to play one of the Doctor Who's.
Okay.
So is he dead or alive?
Okay. Yeah.
Next one, Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
USA president.
President.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Next one, Rolf Harris. Is he still alive or is he dead?
Okay. Yeah.
Next one, Kirk Douglas. The actor.
Okay.
Don't get confused with Michael.
Yeah.
But you guys or listeners. next one. Here's one for you. Dick Van Dyke. Is he dead or alive?
I feel as though I need to change one of these now.
I think I've got at least five out of these right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four.
Right then.
Four, I
reckon. I feel as though I've got... See, I got near enough a full house last time, and I think I've...
So, shall I go through it?
Go for it.
Yeah. So, Tom Baker then.
Right.
I've got
is
dead.
Is he dead or alive?
I've gone for dead.
I've gone for dead.
I've gone for dead.
He's still alive.
Oh,
wow, we've killed him off.
And he's 90 years old.
Wow. Right. Okay.
Wow.
You all said you were dead, poor Tom. Yeah. If Tom, if you're listening, mate, they threw you off.
Yeah. You have to say it a little bit louder.
What?
Have to say it a bit louder.
I heard you that time, yeah, thank you. Right, next one then, Jimmy Carter.
I've got a live.
Jimmy Carter celebrated his 100th birthday the other day.
Correct, that's right, so he's still alive and he did celebrate his 100th
yes.
birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, Mark. That's
I'm watching news with you.
Excellent stuff. Right, the next one then, Rolf Harris.
Dead.
Oh, I thought he was still alive.
He's dead.
Oh.
He died last year.
Yeah.
And he was 93.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why I thought he might catch off with him, sort of, you know, being plenty a recent
good,
death.
Plenty good enough.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas, then, the next one.
Alive.
He died this year.
He died in 2020.
What, 2020, right?
And he was 103 years old.
What?
Oh, maybe wow. Maybe I did get mixed up with Mike.
No, I'll tell you what I've got mixed up with. Although I'm right that he's dead.
Yes.
Donald Sutherland. He died this year, didn't he? Yes. Keith's dad.
Oh, yes, he did.
I'll
just make a note of that. Not to mention Keith Sutherland. Is it Keith Sutherland?
No, Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland. I'll not mention him because you'll already know.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm thinking of Michael.
I've got Michael in the head.
See, it's easy because you go, I know.
Was
and
in
then
like Spartacus back in the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And then the last one. Easy one for you, or an hard one. Dick Van Dyke.
Dead.
Alive.
This is a difficult one, because I remember watching him on telly relatively recently, like in the last few years, he ran a TV programme, and I thought, can't believe he's still alive. But something led me to think that he has since died.
Yeah.
I'm going to say dead.
That's alive. Okay.
And Bob?
I said dead.
He's still alive.
Hey!
He's 98
still,
years old.
Is he still cleaning chimneys?
He is.
Wow.
Well there you done. Go.
Brilliant.
You enjoy that?
Absolutely brilliant.
So how many did you get?
Oh. Yeah, what were your score?
One. Two. I got Jimmy Carter and Dick Van Dyke.
So you're getting worse?
Yeah. I got three.
I've deleted all the answers.
I don't know
Are
about
you joking?
No, look.
What did you get though?
All right, I got Tom Baker wrong, because I said he was dead and he's alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
I got Jimmy Carter right, and I got Kirk Douglas right, and I got the other Rolf Harris.
He's just
right.
making
so got three out of three.
So we both got three.
Three out of five.
Yeah.
Three okay. out of five.
Was that better or worse than last time?
I only got two last time, I think.
I did the same thing last time, didn't I? Didn't
yeah, you deleted them.
Yeah, and then he changed them.
I changed them, is alright? Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fair to middling. Still
well done, Mark. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
I like that game.
Fab.
See you next week.
See you next week.
See you,
boys. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.